Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
And so Moses cost himself 40 years in the wilderness, cost the children of Israel 30 years extra bondage, and yet God still had a plan for Moses, and God still used Moses. Man, that ought to encourage you. That ought to help you. And there's some of you that just feel like, well, I tried, but it was you trying. It'll be different. It'll be different when God does it. It's like in the New Testament, in Luke chapter 5, the disciples toiled all night and they fished and they didn't catch one single fish. In the morning, they were getting ready to come in and quit their fishing. And Jesus said, you know, launch out into the deep and let your nets down one more time. And they said, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. And they said, nevertheless, at your word, we will let down the net. And this time they did the same thing that they had done in the past, but this time they did it at the direction of God under His guidance. And every fish in the Sea of Galilee tried to get into that net. They broke their nets. And you know, here's another great truth. It says in Luke chapter 5, I don't know if they have that up there, but it says, He says, let down your nets, plural. Let down your nets, more than one net. And it says that they let down their net, singular. They obeyed, but they didn't totally obey. They halfway obeyed. They weren't expecting much. And so instead of letting down nets, plural, they only let down one net. And because of it, they couldn't contain all of the fish that God had for them. And so the net broke and many of them escaped. If they would have let down nets, plural, the nets wouldn't have broken. They would have had twice the catch that they had. But you know what? They just really weren't expecting much. And so they only put one net down when He said, put down your nets, plural. I'm telling you that there are some of you think, oh, I've already tried this and it didn't work. That's because you tried it. You didn't do it at the command of God. Some of you, if you would go back and this time let God direct you and let God lead you, you might do the exact same thing that you've done before, but this time you would get a totally different response because it would be under His anointing. It would be under His leadership. It would be totally different. There's some of you that have tried to witness to family members, but you did it. You went in and condemned them, and you went in and you were going to impress them with who you were, and you know what? You've been totally rejected. And yet you could go back and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, humble yourself and go and maybe say the same things and get totally different results. I'm telling you, there isn't just a cookie cutter way of doing anything. We have a personal relationship with Jesus. This is what sets us different from every religion on the face of the earth. They have systems and rules and regulations, but we have a personal relationship. We are all God-possessed. Jesus lives on the inside of us. The Holy Spirit comes and fills us, and He will talk to us. You know, I've had two or three people during this meeting already, after I pray for them, they say, now, what should I do? Do I quit my medicine? Do I still go do this? Do I do this? And I said, I can't tell you what to do. You can't operate off of my faith. It depends on where you are and what you're believing. I said, that's what God gave you the Holy Spirit for. You pray. Let the Holy Spirit tell you what to do. And you do what you have peace about doing. But see, there's so many people that, again, they're just wanting to get some rule that will solve all of their problems. We got a personal relationship with Jesus. If you will pray, He will talk to you. God's real. He's alive. And He's not just there for the preachers or for the full-time ministers. He's there for every one of us. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to you and guide you. And brothers and sisters, God has a will for your life. But even beyond the will, He's got a plan and a timing for accomplishing it. And you need to have a vibrant relationship with God to where you can hear from God and be led by God in order to see God's will fulfilled. Jamie and I were called into the ministry in 1968. And you know what? We have sputtered and we've been through some hard times and we could have quit. Most people looking at us would have told us you should quit many, many times. But you know what? We had a personal relationship with the Lord, and we just kept that going, and God would give us step by step. And praise God, we're seeing now people's lives change. People used to stay away from my meetings by the thousands. I mean, it was just supernatural, the people that wouldn't come. And now it's just supernatural, the response. We had over 4,000 calls a week ago Friday in one day. People are just responding and things are happening and we're touching people's lives. And it's amazing. But you know what? God had a plan, and because we kept in relationship with Him, He will work this thing out. You aren't going to have God reveal His will to you, and then you just are able to go for the next 10 years without ever talking to Him, fellowshipping with Him. You do it on your own. You've got God's direction. And this is the reason so many people are failing. It's because they don't spend time with the Lord. They don't have a personal relationship. They don't study the Word. They don't pray. They aren't humble before God. They're going to do it on their own. And I'm speaking to some people here today that I guarantee you, you have gone out on your own and have messed up things royally. Maybe God gave you the perfect mate and led you to the one, and you went out and blew the whole thing. Maybe He revealed His will to you and gave you a job and stuff, and you've blown the whole thing. But you know what? God can still salvage this. If you would get humble before God, just take Moses as an example. You know, I ran out of time today, so I'm going to have to continue this tonight. The point I was trying to get to, I didn't make. So we'll make that tonight. I don't ever get through. I just quit. And we start again. But tonight, I'm going to share something with you about Moses that is going to make a big difference. It will really, really help you about how he was able to recover from making such a mess out of what God had called him to do. And there's a lesson in that that all of us can learn, and we can recover too. But man, it is so important to understand what God's will is, but then you have to learn how to follow God's will. You have to learn how to be sensitive to Him, because brothers and sisters, we are not capable of representing God and accomplishing His plans in your own strength and ability. The Lord didn't create you and wind you up like one of these little robots and then just let you go on your own speed and energy. You need to learn to be God-dependent. Amen. You know, one of the scriptures that has ministered to me the most is a scripture that probably none of you have underlined in your Bible. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. In the 10th chapter, Jeremiah is prophesying total destruction, that your women are going to be raped, and women that are pregnant are going to be ripped up and the babies taken out of them. You're going to be killed. And it's just prophesying total destruction. And then he says, how could this be to the people who were once the apple of God's eyes, the people who were more blessed than any other group of people on the face of the earth? How could such a thing happen? And then he answers his own question. He says, for I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walks to direct his own steps. And you know what he's saying? He says, why could this happen? It happened because the Israelites decided that they'd do it their own way. They quit seeking God. They quit following the instructions of God. They wanted to be like the nations around them. They wanted a king because all of the other nations had a king when God had been their king. They wanted all of this, and they leaned unto their own understanding. You want to know how destruction happens? People today, there's many religious people saying, well, it's God that caused this tragedy in your life. He's breaking you and humbling you. No, God's not the one that's your problem. God's not causing problems in your life. If your life is a mess, you know why it's a mess? Because you leaned under your own understanding. Because you did it your way. And you could be a good person and you could have meant well and you could be sincere and you could have been begging and pleading with God to help you. But I can guarantee you, if your life is a wreck, it's because you wrecked it. Or somebody else that you led into your life, that you chose, helped you wreck it. Something like that. But God has a perfect plan for you. God's will is goodness. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. God's will isn't for you to be hurt and struggling. Religion is saying that that's God. I'm saying it's not God. I'm saying that we have shipwrecked ourselves by doing things our own way. And so you need to not only find out God's will, you need to find God's timing and God's plan for accomplishing His will. And that's only going to happen as you get into relationship with the Lord. And you know, there's many things that are involved. The Word of God is absolutely essential. This is how you get the mind of God. How you learn His ways is through the Word. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is absolutely essential for having relationship with the Father. You can be born again and you can know God from a distance. But for you to have an intimacy with God, you need the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that when the Holy Spirit has come, He will reprove of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He will reveal me unto you. The Holy Spirit will bring all things to your remembrance. He will give you an understanding that you may know Him. You've got to have the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, today I can truthfully say that every person in here needs to be born again. You need to have your sins forgiven, have a personal relationship with God, and then you need the power of the Holy Spirit to enable you to have that relationship with God. And if I had time, I could talk a lot about speaking in tongues. But speaking in tongues is super important. It's really important. Last night we had, I don't even know how many, but I think it was over 100 people that came forward and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, I've had so many people in our meetings say that, you know, I received the Holy Spirit and my life has never been the same. My life changed more through receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit than it did through getting born again. I'm not saying that being born again is less important, but that's something that's internal and it's eternal. But when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it takes the power and the life that you received at salvation and releases it into your everyday life. And like Jesus said, you receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And so you need this baptism of the Holy Spirit, which includes speaking in tongues. If there's anybody here today who doesn't have that, and if you don't speak in tongues, you need to receive that. If there's anybody here that isn't born again,
Andrew's live series titled How to Follow God's Will is available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD. We'll send it to you in exchange for a gift of any amount. A single CD covering today's topic is also available free of charge to those who cannot send a gift. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on this website, we have over, I think it's 7 years worth of television programs, about 10 years worth of radio programs, thousands of programs that you can listen to free of charge. We have hundreds of my teachings that are free downloads. We have news items where you can get videos and updates on our ministries around the world. It's one of the greatest resources on the web. I really believe that. Remember, it's awmi.net. It's available 24/7, and it would be a blessing to you, so check it out today.